But we change our focus now to the other big story in Washington. Weekend news that Ted Kennedy suffered a seizure was alarming, but the disturbing and sober news that he's been diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor really sent shockwaves across the nation's capital, and especially in the Senate, where Ted Kennedy has served as the senator from Massachusetts for more than 45 years.
My thoughts and my humble prayers are with Senator Kennedy, my dear friend Ted.
That's a very emotional West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd, the only more senior senator there in that body in Washington than Edward Kennedy. Joining me is Kevin Cullen, columnist for the Boston Globe. Kevin, most people in Massachusetts grew up with the Kennedys, watched Teddy Kennedy stand in for his older brothers during times of tragedy. With this diagnosis for Ted, what do you think is going on both in the New England kind of Kennedy clan and in the Senate where there is so much emotion today?
Well, John, I mean, the Kennedys have been down this road before when it comes to tragedy. They tend to turn inward and surround each other, and it's obviously a big clan. It's interesting. It's a very sober reaction here because, you know, it's not just about the Kennedys, but I think every single family in this region, as in the rest of the United States, has been touched by this. I think it's impossible to go through an American family and not find some family member that has been touched or by cancer. And so there's a political reaction. There's also a human reaction, and I think people are very, very sobered by all this.
What's the latest from Mass General Hospital as far as the family is waiting for news from the doctors as to what the therapy options are? What do you know at this point?
Well, I mean, it's pretty. It's what we know about this disease, and as they, you know, I'm not a doctor, and I don't even play one on TV, but this is pretty basic stuff. It's chemo and it's radiation. And the most concerning thing is that Ted's age. This is not, you know, the prognosis tends to not be good as you go up the age chart. So, but the other thing is that the invariables here is that, you know, Ted Kennedy has always been a fighter. I mean, since he was a little kid. I did a column the other day when he first fell ill and pointed out that last year I went through his mother's papers, Rose Kennedy's papers were unsealed, and I went through them, and I found this great little tidbit that when he was like 6 or 7 years old, when he lived in London, when his dad was the ambassador there, some English kid, a bully, kept teasing him and kept smacking him or whatever. So he turned to his Irish nanny, his governess, Luella Hennessy, and asked her for permission to smack the English kid. And according to Rose's diary, Luella Hennessy said, "Go for it." So Teddy's always been a fighter.
A fighter.
He's fought for a lot of different things.
A fighter with a family mandate. Quickly, then, do you expect him to stay in the Senate as long as he possibly can, despite the therapy options?
Absolutely. But I think it's anyone's guess, John, frankly, what physically he'll be able to do. And the other thing is, you know, Teddy's doctor, Larry Rona, is a good friend of mine. And what Larry tells Teddy to do, Teddy, I think, will do. So, you know, there's so many invariables here and unknowns. So, but it's a lot will become a lot clearer in the next couple of weeks.
Both in Washington and in New England and around the nation. Kevin Cullen, columnist for the Boston Globe. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.